Minister, children's lives have been devastated by the litany of failures in healthcare, and the public have been listening in real shock and in real anger over recent times. On Tuesday, we had the damning report on how unauthorised springs were implanted into three children during spinal operations. And the failure to protect these children is an absolute disgrace. But this is a pattern of broken behaviour when it comes to children's healthcare. It's the same hospitals over and over again, and this government standing back and acting as a spectator in all of this. We see it in the scandals of hip operations being carried out on children when those operations were told weren't needed at all. Patients are receiving letters about this scandal, Minister, only in the last couple of weeks, but information released to us this week reveals that former Minister Stephen Donnelly was informed a year ago about this, and the current Minister was briefed back in February. We're talking about the possibility of young children put under the knife and their bones being sawed into. Traumatic surgery. Children between the ages of 1 and 7. It's beyond the worst nightmare of any parent. And why were these parents kept in the dark by the government for so long, is the question they're asking us. We know that 561 children must now be independently assessed following the audit covering the years 2021 to 2023. But that's only 2 years, Minister. What we don't know is how many children are actually affected. Hundreds, maybe thousands. Just how bad is this? Because we're being contacted by parents whose children's cases reach back a decade and further. The emails and the phone calls, they keep coming. It's looking like 2021 to 2023 is only the tip of the iceberg. It goes way beyond those 2 years. Minister, one horrified parent contacted us this week. His daughter was a patient in Temple Street in 2016, from the ages of 1 right up to the age of 3. A consultant diagnosed the child with hip dysplasia and was adamant that she needed surgery. That surgery would have required, in his words, sawing into her hip bone and reshaping the socket. Because the child never showed any symptoms, the parents sought a second opinion from a specialist orthopaedic surgeon in the north. That consultant concluded that their daughter didn't need the surgery, didn't have the condition. He said that he was horrified that a doctor had made such an error of judgment, and that he said he was going to inquire about this. This was years ago. The parent went on to tell us that the stress that they've been under during this time was nothing like they've ever experienced before. That isn't the only case we've heard of people getting a second opinion to be told that there is no condition here at all. Minister, catastrophic failures in children's healthcare have been known for a long time. It's the job of government to sort it out, not to sit back as spectators. And at what point does the government take responsibility? When does this come to an end? Minister, you need to get to grips, and your government needs to get to grips with the scale of the hip surgery scandal. The families deserve answers. They want to know how many children are involved. How far back does this go? When will children be informed if their child was operated on unnecessary? And will you commit to expanding the scope of the audit beyond the narrow 2 years so that all children, all parents get the answers they need? And finally, Minister, how is it that a health minister has known about this for a year, but parents are only being told about it last week? Where is the open disclosure? Where is the compassion in that?
Thank you, Minister.
Thank you, Deputy. And thank you for raising this question. I think we've all been utterly appalled by the information that we have received and that we have been made aware of this week. Firstly, as you've mentioned, the information and the HICWA report, which sets out very clearly that a number of springs were implanted into the bodies of three small children. And these were springs that were not medically approved. These were springs that were corrosive and can be corroded. And this is what happened. The devastation, the pain, the hurt that has been inflicted on these three young children, on their families, is unimaginable. And this government, and Minister Jennifer Carl McNeill as Minister for Health, is moving and will do everything possible to support those families, to understand absolutely what has happened here, to make sure that it doesn't happen again, and to make sure that if any other child is impacted, that can be identified and that child and their families can be supported. most importantly with the HICWA report that was published this week. The recommendations that were set out in the report are already being acted on. So 9 recommendations specifically for implementation by the CHI. You have 9 recommendations specifically for HSE, and you have further recommendations, and many of those are being acted on. As well as that, you have the chair of CHI that has stepped back, and we welcome that. You have the surgeon at hand who is responsible for this, and let's not step away from or doubt ourselves or question the fact that this is an individual here who decided to put these non-surgical instruments into children's bodies. That person is suspended, and we need to make sure now that the hospital can operate, and where there have been downfalls and where proper procedures have not been followed, that changes. In relation to the developmental dysplasia of the hip and operations here, again, it is absolutely unimaginable that children would be put through surgeries where it's not needed. There's none of us disagree with that, Deputy, and every single one of us, any of us who have small children, the idea or the thoughts that a child who is already in pain and already struggling would have to go through a surgery that is not necessary is absolutely appalling. There is an audit taking place. That audit is being carried out at the direction of the HSE and the Minister for Health. That audit is carried out at the moment and is being carried out at the moment. It is important to say that there's no information at the moment to say that any patient safety incident has occurred. At the same time, I'm not going to predict, nor can anybody predict, the outcome of that audit. Parents and families and children are being written to, those who have had operations in recent years, but I agree if this is something that stretches back further, if there are potentially more children or families that need to be written to, that is exactly what has to happen here. If proper procedures were not followed, we need to understand why, and if there are changes that need to take place, we need to understand why too. But we can't throw out the baby with the bathwater. We need to make sure that our board is still in place, that we can still progress the plans for our National Children's Hospital, that any of the recommendations that have come out of the HICWA report this week, that they can be implemented swiftly. We also have to make sure that any recommendations that come from the audit around the hip operations, that they can be swiftly impacted and swiftly moved on as well. The Minister for Health has met with the new CEO of CHI. She is working closely with the new CEO, with the HSE, and has been very clear that if any further measures need to be taken, if any further expansion of any review or audit needs to be taken, if any changes need to be made in our hospitals to make sure that children are safe, that they are protected, and that this does not happen to a single other child, that is exactly what she will do, and she will be supported fully by government in that regard.
Thank you, Minister. Deputy Doherty.
Minister, your colleague, the Minister, the former Minister, knew about this since May last year. Parents were finding out last week. And, like, you're absolutely right. As a parent, imagine thinking that that was your child. You know, the draft report is published. And the draft report has found that hundreds of children would not have needed this operation. We now have other information that I've put on the record here since 2016, where second opinions were sought, where the parent talks about the child was going to go under the knife, have her hip sawed into, a second opinion sought, said, you don't need the operation. You don't. She doesn't even have the condition. She's currently enrolled in gymnastics. This is a scandal of huge magnitude. This is not a lone incident. We've put on the record other cases that we've come to us where people got second opinions only to be told the exact same thing, that this condition did not exist in that child and this child is now thriving. So the audit is looking at 2 years and 561 children have to be recalled. If this goes back as far as 2014 or 2016, we're talking potentially thousands of children. So I'm asking for government to stop being a spectator. He's knew about this for a year. Do you believe that your colleague, the Minister for Health at the time, should have been open with the families, and families shouldn't be just finding out last week?
Firstly, Deputy, government is not a spectator here. This was brought to the attention in September of 2023. The Department of Health was notified the year after, and a subsequent review has taken place, is taking place, and is at an advanced stage. The number of people who have been contacted is increasing, yes, and there is further work underway through an action plan that's currently being drafted to try and identify any further groups that are not included, that haven't been included, that should be included in this review. Because I agree with you, Deputy, we all agree, if any child has had surgery where that was not necessary, where it shouldn't have happened, we have to know about it. We have to identify them, we have to be able to engage with their families, and we need to make sure that they are supported and that this never happens to another child again. It's the same for the surgeries that we learned about this week. Again, the idea that materials that are corrosive when they touch moisture would be put into children's bodies is absolutely appalling. So there's none of us think that this is okay. There's none of us think that what's happened here should have happened. And every single one of us on this side that side of the bench, we will work together to make sure that the children that need to be identified are, but that measures that need to be taken to improve the procedures in our hospitals, that they need to be taken and that people need to be protected at all costs. Okay.